For decades, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has maintained an agreement that gives the Maricopa County Recorder full control over elections. But the board is now considering changes to that process through the creation of a working group to analyze how Maricopa County can conduct better elections. Jessica Bame's been reporting on the story for the Arizona Republic and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, working group, that can mean a lot of different things. What do the supervisors have to say about what they're really looking for here?
So it's no secret that over the last several years, there have been some issues with elections in Maricopa County, everything from horribly long lines to things not being set up on time, as we saw in August. And so the Board of Supervisors really wants to find a way to kind of get rid of this bad image that they have kind of maintained. And by doing this working group, they'll be bringing together employees from the county that have, you know, what we may call an expertise. So from human resources to IT, people who can say, this is how the technology we should use, this is the staffing levels we should use, and kind of make these expert recommendations. It's notable that they're taking the politicians out of this group with the hope of it being less political and partisan.
But elections in the county are obviously usually under the control of the county elections director, Adrian Fontes. I wonder what's his response been to this?
You know, I was sort of expecting that it might not be a super positive response, but yesterday when I spoke to him, he is happy that they're taking politics out of it, that they're using this working group to kind of look at the best course of action going forward. There needs to be a modernization. So how do we get there? That was kind of his take.
It's hard to say the politics are out of it because, in essence, you have a 4-to-1 split as Republicans on the board. And, of course, Adrian Fontes is a Democrat. So if the working group isn't partisan, it almost seems like the decision is partisan.
Yeah, it does seem that way, though I will say that the two supervisors who kind of spearheaded the idea for this, one was a Republican, Chairman Bill Gates, the other one was the Democrat, the lone Democrat on the board, Steve Gallardo. So they are taking efforts to make it seem less partisan. Many other counties do it this way. Maricopa is kind of unique in giving the recorder so much responsibility over Election Day activities. But this is something we have done for more than 50 years. So it would be a drastic change for us here in the county.
Okay, so there's definitely a hint there. Did they at all work with Adrian Fontes in creating this group, or did he find out about this when the rest of us found out about it?
No, both Bill Gates and Steve Gallardo did have multiple discussions with Adrian Fontes. He confirmed that to me yesterday that he has been a part of this. He will be providing some of his staff members to be a part of this working group, and we'll see what comes out of it. I think that both Adrian Fontes and the board know that there needs to be some updates. We're using systems that were, built to handle an electorate that was much, much smaller than what we see now. And with Phoenix just continuing to grow, we're going to see more and more voters in the county, which is a good thing. But we need to make sure that we have the capacity to handle that. And I think that's the goal of this working group.
Jessica, any mention of budgeting on this? Is this something that there's going to be a little extra money to figure this out? Because let's say technology does need to be updated, as it probably does, that's going to mean money.
Yeah, it's probably going to mean a lot of money. At this point, the working group has been allotted $50,000 to kind of like do their research and do those immediate things. But I'm pretty sure that we're going to see, some significant budget requests already. The recorder has asked for some additional money for staffing in his office. And I'm sure as we get the results of this working group, there will be further requests. And I'm going to guess that they're probably going to be pretty pricey.
And finally, as far as timing on this goes, the next major election isn't until 2020, though. We might have things popping up. Who knows? But at that point, does this sort of give enough time to figure this out? Do they think this is enough time to work out the kinks?
They're hopeful. I think they're giving 60 days to have like a first report that will kind of look at, what should the board do? What should the recorder continue to do? And then after that, they'll have, more long-term planning. But, we say 2020 like it's so far away, but the presidential preference election will be here in almost like a year from now, which is crazy.
That is Jessica Boehm of the Arizona Republic. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.